wakes up just seems closer to death. Mess up, mystic stress is wicked, feels like there's nothing left. He eats the same shit, driving to work in the same whip. Works all week for the same chips, sliding his dick in the same bitch. Every month, every week, every day, there is no escape. Keep on going till your soul will break, balled out of shape and overweight. Now is the time to motivate, drive home, pump the shit, dump your bitch, get a new chick, strictly fuck buddy shit. Call work up and quit. What the flip? Fuck off. Tell your boss to suck a dick. Now you searched on the net for a person of sex. You're rehearsing your best game, flirt to impress. She arrives at 9 when the doorbell chimes. It blows your mind. Homegirl's actually fine. As you climb off top of this girl, you're on top of your game, on top of the world. Go back to your old job, not for respect, or to get your old job back for the last check. As you walk through the office, you manage to pass slow. The desk occupied by this manager asshole. The mug sitting on it says number one father. The picture beside it is probably his daughter. Nah, it can't be. What? Damn. Is that right? His daughter's the girl that you fucked last night? That's amazing. What a coincidence. Funny how incidents like this ruin girls' innocence. If he knew what he held so sacred, it'd been desecrated, he'd be filled with hatred. Probably wanna hang himself in the basement instead of trying to face it. Thank God you taped it. Tomorrow won't be so average, cause he's gonna get a real special package. And it really won't matter the amount, cause you sent it out underneath the company's account.